Sì.
The reason for this khutbah is because we had a visitor from San Francisco, and she came by to check us out, and unfortunately she got shocked because the way we were treating the God's messenger. I'm quoting from Quran, the verses 6-8 says, they also said, if only an angel could come down with him, had we sent an angel, the whole matter would have been terminated and they would not have been respited. Chapter 6 verse 9 says, had we sent an angel, we would have sent him in the form of a man and we would have kept them confused. 43:53 and 6:50 says the same thing. Say, I do not say to you that I possess the treasures of God, nor do I know the future, nor do I say to you that I am an angel. I simply follow what is revealed to me. Say, it is the blind the same as the seer? You do not think? 6:158 says, are they waiting for the angels to come to them, or your Lord, or some manifestations of your Lord? The day this happens, no soul will benefit from believing if it did not believe before that. So keep on waiting, we too will wait. Are they waiting until God comes down to them in dense clouds with angels? The whole matter will then be terminated and the God and to God everything will be returned. They are waiting for the angels, 6:33, they are waiting for the angels to come to them, or until your Lord judgment comes to pass. Those before them did the same thing. God is not the one who wronged them. They are the ones who wronged themselves. 11:12, you may tend to disregard some of that which is revealed to you, and you may be annoyed by it when they say, how come no treasures comes down to him or an angel? You are only a warner. God controls all things. 15:7 says, why do you not bring down the angels if you are truthful? 15:8 says, we do not send down the angels except for a specific purpose. Otherwise, no one will be respited. 17:92 says, or unless you cause masses from the sky to fall on us as you claim, or unless you bring God and the angels before our eyes. 17:95 says, if the earth were inhabited by angels, we could have sent down to them from the sky an angel messenger. 25:22, the day they see the angels, it will not be good news for the guilty. They will say, we are irreversibly confused. 43:60, if we will, we could have made you an angel colonizing the earth. I wish to God that among us there would be anyone that would not believe in God's messenger, because God's messenger, alhamdulillah, is live and well among us, and we just have to obey. And constantly in Quran repeated, you have to believe in God and obey his messenger. Right after the God comes the word of messenger. You have to follow the messenger. Excuse me. Obey the messenger. Now, a couple of weeks ago, our brother Muhtashan talked about the responsibility, but today, God's willing, I'm going to specify our responsibilities, which is God's will. That's the time we are in this route now. And believe me, anything happened in this masjid, I have seen it with my own eyes. Just last week in the computer room, Dr. Khalifa was writing the new perspective, and there was a word, it would not go to the computer. That was not God's will. It took some time, either it was shorter or longer. And it took some time till it went to the computer. That was God's will, alhamdulillah. So anything happening over here, alhamdulillah, it's just like God is looking at us, all of us, right in here, and it's a very, very crucial moment. Now, so we have to obey this responsibility. Now God is telling us how to fulfill this responsibility about our messenger. We shall not argue with the messenger. There is no way whatsoever we can argue with the messenger. That's all you're arguing with the word of God, with God's messenger. And when the verse says that after, if you die before age of 40, you go to heaven, that's it. We cannot ask him why. If you have any problem, you can ask God, because his job is to just deliver the message. 633 says, we know that you may sadden by what they say. You should know that it is not you that they reject. It is God's revelation that the wicked disregarded. Unfortunately, last week, that is fortunate actually, Dr. Shakira came from San Francisco, and she is a beautiful, mashallah, a very, very strong believer. If she was not, she would have left the masjid, because she actually said it herself that I'm confused the way we were treating the messenger. We cannot have any opinion or any suggestions. It's just the word of God. And if you all remember the story of Moses and his teacher, he keep interrupting him, why did you kill that? Why did you take made a hole in the ship? We are not supposed to ask these questions. When the right time comes, we will find out ourselves, inshallah. 49:1 says, O you who believe, do not place your opinion above that of God and his messenger. You should reverence God. God is here omniscient. The reason is because we might hurt the messenger. 961 says, he is a mercy for those among you who believe. Those who hurt God's messenger have incurred the painful retribution. 3357 says, surely those who insult God and his messenger, God condemns them in this life and the hereafter. 3369, O you who believe, do not be like those who hurt Moses. God absolved him of what they said. He was in the sight of God honorable. 61:5 says, recall that Moses said to his people, O my people, why do you hurt me, even though you know that I am God's messenger? When they deviated, God diverted their hearts, for God does not guide the wicked people. All you who believe, 41:2, do not raise your voice above the voice of the prophet, nor shall you shout at him as you shout at each other, lest your works become nullified while you do not proceed. Surely those who lower, this is 49:3, who lower their voices at the messenger of God are the ones whose hearts are prepared by God to become righteousness. They deserve forgiveness and great recompense. 49:4, as for those who call on you from outside the wall, most of them do not understand. We cannot call Dr. Khalifa, come over here, we want to go, let's do the prayer. We cannot do that. It doesn't bother him personally, but it's going to nullify our work, whatever we have done. God says on 49:5, had they been patient until you come out to them, it would have been better for them. God is forgiver, most merciful. As for any communities, this community, we have to have disciplines. Disciplines according to the God's law that we have to follow. Now, I'm just going to give you an example. That is outside example. It's the probably the human and devil kingdom. But you cannot and you will not call President Bush by his first name. Have you seen anyone call him by his first name? If he was here right now with us, he would wear all the suit and tie. He had millions of bodyguards, and you become sitting just like that. Now, but messenger is the position that God is given. And this is the highest point position in this world. And we have to follow God's word. God called him messenger. For the newcomers, they come outside, they see us, we have a Friday classes. When they leave, they don't know who was the messenger, who was the student, who was the teacher. Everybody is laying down, some people are sleeping. Please, we have to cut this off because this is against God's law, against God's rule. Please, over here, this side of this door, be very formal. When you go outside, when you go inside to Rasulullah, just call him Bashar, whatever you want as a friend. But when we are here, in this side of the door, please let us be example for the newcomers. We don't want someone as a reporter come over here, they call him Rasulullah, and then we call him Rashad. Don't you feel funny? And then someone coming from outside, they tell us what to tell him. Now God already called him Rasulullah. God positioned him as a Rasulullah. So we have to, I mean, this is up to everybody, whatever they want to be. Think about it, but this is God's rule, this is God's law, this is the rule we should have among us. This is a very, very crucial moment that we have to take heed and understand it. We are so busy with the miracle of 19, we forgot the small things over here. And one is, please, you can call him Rasulullah, Mr. Khalifa, Dr. Khalifa. Please, when you are having a study group, don't call by the first name. First name is me, or you, or others, but he is Rasulullah. God is teaching us everything, also even the manners, how to treat each other and Rasulullah, his messenger. Last conference, that was my first conference, I didn't know many people. I only knew Dr. Khalifa and Susan, Lisa, and few other people because of my last visit for a couple of days. At the time of conference, I was sitting on the right-hand side facing the microphone. I was leaning to the bookshelf. And I was watching the whole group. There was a gentleman among us. He would not leave the meeting. He would not come in unless Dr. Khalifa turned to him or accidentally seen him. He says, "Can I go?" And he would go. And that gentleman was Sammy. That is his son. And we all, I just have to take you. This is the things that every one of us, we have to notice this thing, to learn it. We have to learn this system. This is, and mine and all of you, I'm sure, is the first messenger. We do not know how to treat. And the last time I probably said something wrong, and I called Dr. Khalifa. I said, "I'm very sorry, you are my first messenger and I don't have no experience about it. Just forgive me for it." And so as for all of us, it's no problem, we just don't know, but that doesn't mean that we just have to keep following whatever we have been doing. Now, God says on 2462, "The true believers are those who believe in God and his messenger, and when they are with him in a community meeting, they do not leave him without permission." Again, God says exactly the same thing. Those who ask your permission are the ones who do not believe in God, who do believe in God and his messenger. He put the God and his messenger first sentence and then get the permission, and then the second sentence he said, these are the ones that believe in God and his messenger. That means this is very, very crucial and important. And just from this verse, we get millions of things about how to treat the messenger. It's just completely different with anyone else in this earth. My brother Mahmoud Jan just mentioned to me verse 7, Surah 7, 31. God says, O children of Adam, you shall be clean and dress nicely when you go into the mosque. You shall eat and drink moderately. God does not love excess. Now, please, again, brothers, sisters, just, I love you. That's why I'm talking about this. If there was someone outside, I would not. I would tell my children, I would tell my mom, because I care about them. Please, when you come in, freedom, it's a beautiful word. But when you are in a group, when you are in a society, when you are in this community, it's completely freedom. But having a respect is different. So please, I want to ask you, I love you, especially the ones, I know they have the same feeling about me too, but this is the word of God. Please do not lay down. We have the, I know for some of us it's very uncomfortable to sit down, but believe me, it's very uncomfortable in the hell too. So we just have, it's only 2 hours. And you are, if you are sleeping, please sleep at home and come later. I mean, this is no, it's not bad. I'm sorry. Please don't get mad at me, because we don't know it. We just do not notice these things. We think, if you go to a class, do you lay down and make a position like you are in a Hollywood and they take a movie from you? We can sit down properly, the teacher is over there, we have to follow. Believe me, back home, we could never ever put our food on the top of the table. Every time you put it down. So these are the rules. Please, this is, we learn it from each other, from the society, from God, especially, forgive me, God, that we have to follow, both especially for our message. And also something else I want to please ask the parents. Believe me, if you are in that room, if one child runs from here to there, it's like an earthquake over there. Believe me. I was there 2 days ago in the afternoon. There was no one in the office. I was taking care of Ahmad's children, beautiful, but they just went to get the pillow, bring it back over here, sleep. And they slept. I couldn't believe it. as soon as they run over there, I don't know what happened. The reaction over there is just like an earthquake. Now, Friday night, Rasulullah, Susan, Lisa, Emily, they are here, they work 19, 20 hours a day. They need the rest. Now, after this class meeting, all the kids, they get up, they bring the pillows, they have fun over here. Please take care of them. Please let them, you know, have them quiet them down, please. الحمد لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. Last time I forgot on my notes that this today I have everything from the right. The other point, the subject that I want to talk about is, it's about ego. The ego as a God. Have you noted the one whose God is his ego? Consequently, God sends him astray knowingly and seals his hearing and his mind and places a veil on his eyes. Who then can guide him after such a decision by God? Would you not take heed? Please, this is a very, very sensitive point, very sensitive action that most of the time, without knowing it, we just pass through it, then later on we find out about it, then we're going to be sorry about it. The other point is, out there, there is a word, they call it intelligent, smart, entrepreneur, so-and-so, genius, whatever. This is not this place's word. This is not God's word. The only intelligent to God is repeated in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17, 16, 17,
16. 16,
7. About 18 verses that I could have find, the God called intelligence only to the one they believe in God and follow God's system. That's it. God does, he doesn't care. If you are real estate, you make billions of dollars, good for you. If you are genius, good for your parents, that's fine. But when you come to this masjid, please, as you take off your shoes, please take off your ego. Take off your genius, hang it on a tree and come in. I'm just telling you as a friend, because I try my best to do it. And believe me, every night when I go home, I repent and I ask God, if I did something wrong today, please forgive me. I ask God for 4 months to be here in this message, to be close to his messenger. And I handle like he answered me. But now I'm just going by the rule that, please God, if I make something, some mistake, please let me know. So if someone tells you this and that, this is because you are brothers, you are sisters, and I really appreciate the ladies. We men have to learn from it, become a gentleman, because I haven't seen any ladies to lay down or, I just love it. Aram Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِياكَ نَسْتَعِينُ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر السلام عليكم السلام عليكم
I have to make some comments before what you said in this khutbah before I go.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen please. No, Quranic study is not the place because other people come in. What this khutbah reminded me was the Islam that I have been getting away all my life. This reminded me of my teacher in my grade school. To shut up, put your intelligence outside and come in and listen to what I tell you and what God is telling you. We are intelligent people. I tell my friend Behrouz, you are just a newcomer. Sit down, listen, this system is working. If you want to make changes, don't push it. Don't ask us to change everything in overnight and go to a system that is all the religious establishment outside is like that. You go to any religious establishment, you can't see the guy. Whoever it is, you have to go through steps to see the person. You want to create that, we have it outside. We don't have to come here. I don't agree with 99% of what he said personally, and I would love to hear Rashad, I usually call him Dr. Khalifa, to come out and say whether he really believes that this is the system he wants.
How can you object to what he was saying is Quran?
I don't object to Quran. I can sit down and read Quran and follow it and see whether I am doing something wrong. But if I come here and I see Khalifa, Dr. Khalifa is available for me, this is something that people see different from others. I'm not saying that I can insult him. Have you seen me treating him or calling him? But other things that you put your intelligence outside and come in, that is asking me to be a follower, close heads, eyes closed, ear closed, and just follow.
No,
this is not right.
The God is
you cannot, ego,
is
yes. I say ego, yes, but intelligence, this is what God gave to me and to everyone to do that. So
we'll discuss it tonight, and the B.O.T. has very good reason for saying what he said, and like Susan said, he only read Quran. So together we're going to read this, and our choice is
yeah,
to follow what God is saying.
I would love to hear what you have to say, but if you want to put the Quranic study to discuss it, that would be great.
I'll discuss it about 10 minutes.
See, I'm not breaking the rules. I just read it from the Quran.
Nowhere in the Quran doesn't say, don't call with name. We call Muhammad with his name, we call Moses with his name.
No, not true. Not true.
But we shouldn't say that Muhammad only by itself. We shouldn't say Moses by itself. We shouldn't make distinction between messengers.
They're not here.
But also
with
respect.
I will discuss it tonight. But you can leave the Yehiba outside or stay with it outside. You can. If you have any ego, don't come in here. You stay with it.
Not ego. I want to discuss the subject because
tonight I'm discussing it. I insisted on it. So the human being generally is just a hardcore criminal. And we have to know that. In order to solve our problems, so then obviously we have a problem that caused our dismissal from God's kingdom. Not once or twice, but a few times. And then God gives us lessons in the Quran to teach us that we are rebels. Otherwise, why does God put in the Quran those lessons, those examples from life? The biggest surah in the Quran, the longest surah, is entitled The Heifer. Even though it's a surah that is full of all the five so-called pillars of Islam are in surah number 2. The order to pray, the orders to fast Ramadan, the orders to give zakat, the orders to make pilgrimage. The rules of marriage, divorce, war, they're all in surah number 2. But the title indicates the importance of the subject that is within every surah. And God chose the title, The Heifer. So what is the heifer? The heifer symbolizes the people who are with the messenger, but they are rebels. And they give the messenger a hell of a time. This is what the heifer is all about. So if we are fortunate, we will learn from this. And we will catch our rebellious nature and correct it in order to be redeemed back to God's kingdom, to get rid of the rebellion and to correct it. Moses told his people, God orders you to sacrifice a heifer. So what did they do? He said, are you kidding? He said, I seek refuge in God, lest I be that ignorant. And you know the rest of the story. I'm not going to tell you the story of the heifer again, but why is God putting it there? Why God is putting so much importance on it? and giving the name of the title of the surah from that incident. Why? It's for us to learn. The same story happened this afternoon. Very similar story. And the fortunate ones are the ones who learn from their God-given lessons. I mean, we love each other very much, and we know that we are in the purification process. We're being purified. I love Hamid very much. I don't know if he's here or not, but today he after a discussion with some people about the way he was dressed. He was dressed in a short and sweatshirt, and then they asked me, "What does God say about dressing for the mosque, for the masjid?" I said, "There are two things in the Quran. One of them says, dress up for the mosque, and one says, dress modestly." Okay, so God says, it's like God says, sacrifice a heifer. God says, dress up for the mosque. So what did he say? He said, how do you dress up for the mosque? It's the same answer that was given to Moses, right? We are human beings. Those were human beings, and these are human beings. You know, we're applying for a job in God's kingdom. This is what we're trying to go back, and we are applying for a job. So if you are have an interview for a job, why will you dress? Will you go in a short and slippers? Of course, we don't want to be that formal, but I mean, we have to be reasonable. So I had to explain how you dress up for a mosque. God says, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. He said, oh children of Adam, dress up is a good translation for that. Every time you go to the mosque. Why? Why is God telling us to dress up every time we go to the mosque? I mean, is God, is he finicky or what? I mean, astaghfirullah. Why is he telling us to dress up for the mosque? How would you like it to go to the mosque and find that everybody is, looks terrible and stinks? What will happen? I mean, what we're doing? For not following God's commands. So we have to learn from our lessons that God has given us. There are reasons for calling it the heifer and emphasizing this story, and over and over and over throughout Quran, we see the children of Israel, the story of the children of Israel. Believe me, it's happening. Everything they did, this is why God put the children of Israel in the Quran. Because we are doing the same things. And these are God's chosen people. What color is she? These are God's chosen people. We're not talking about the rebels of the rebels. We're talking the chosen ones among the rebels. So with this introduction, I'm going to see how we, all of us collectively, feel about this. Lori, what's to say?
I'm so glad you hit on a word that to me is very important, and I find I discussed this before about modesty. Men have to be modest too. Mm-hmm. We're here at Chronic Fitting here at Juma, and it's really hard when people are speaking, you look around and all you see is legs. You know, just bare legs. So you turn away and over here is another pair of bare legs, and you look over here and there's another pair of bare legs, and the shorts are short, and it's like, you know, women have the same feelings as men, and, you know, we all came in short. Nobody would be able to concentrate on anything, and we've discussed this many times, and I'm just so glad to hear it finally brought out that modesty in men is just as important, you know, as it is for women.
And God addresses both the men and the women to subdue their eyes, both of them. So God wants us to help each other in this way. Linda. That's to speak louder.
I
think the same thing that Laurie is saying.
Yeah, but
oh. Right. They can be distracted as well.
Yeah, but Rashawn, I really agree with what you're saying. I think the first responsibility lies within each one of us to sit through our eyes and to resist any kind of distraction. And the fact that we feel that way, we need to first deal with that within ourselves, but then in order to help each other, we need not to present situations, especially within our community, that will hinder each other, because we are brothers and sisters. We need to recognize our weaknesses and help each other not to be in situations where our weaknesses, where the devil can bring our weaknesses out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with your religion, I want to tell some about the football, because
go ahead.
I was the target for the football.
That's right.
Some people knows and some people doesn't know. Indirectly with target, and some people, I know they are gossiping and they are fighting, and it's really very disturbing. I just want to share with you these three pages. First of all, I want to say I am a sincere believer. I know myself. I will say it's not ego. You know, if you are sincere, people around you can judge that you are sincere. In Turkey, when I heard you interested in this message, thank God, from Rashad, God put me in the great test. I gave up everything that I had until that time. I gave up from my thousands of readers. I gave up from my job, I gave up from my family, from my father, mother, sisters, each friend. And I accepted when I first heard that Rashad says, I'm messenger of God, I accepted without any doubt. I said, yes, okay. I had no ego in this case. And now some people just want to accuse me that I have great ego and I am idol worship. I worship my ego. It is very easy accusation. Oh, somebody who takes questions or discuss a subject, if he doesn't understand, oh, you are egoistic, you are worshiping your ego. It is very easy. And for some people, they want to show that they are protector of the messenger. From whom? From believer. And backbite a believer and accuse a believer, and that time show yourself you are protector of the messenger. You love messenger more than everybody. What kind of race is this? Is it a righteous race? I want to share some verses from Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Only those who possess intelligence will take heed. God always says intelligent people will take heed. The other verse, you shall not accept any information unless you verify it for yourself. I have given you the hearing, the eyesight, and the brain, and you are responsible for using them. These are two verses from Quran. And God says in Quran, believers are brothers. And all you who believe, you shall avoid any suspicion, for even a little bit of suspicion is sinful. You shall not spy, nor shall backbite one another. This is an abominable as eating the flesh of your dead brother, because you cannot defend himself when you are backbiting him. Now in this Rashad, if you have your permission, just I want to talk on the khutbah. There were some points which I want only to ask questions. First, Bahru's brother said we shouldn't call him by his name as a Rashad, which there is a mistranslation of verse 24:63, which could you please open it? 24:63. It doesn't say don't call him by name like you each other. Don't take his invitation, his request, like your invitation, because he is leader, he is messenger of God. You must obey him. But in respect of calling him with name, it is human being like us, and all messenger has been called with their name. And even now we call Muhammad as Muhammad, Moses as Moses. God says they are human being like you. Which, what kind of difference God show us? Which respect is they are different, we must respect, and which respect they are like us. They are walking in the city, they eat like us. This is not about which is mistranslated. Do not treat the messenger's requests as you treat each other's requests. And also in the contents, if you look, some people, they do not take serious invitation of the messenger, and they are wavering. And the second point, we shouldn't discuss with him, brother said. Why? Doesn't he make mistakes? Only God doesn't make mistakes. What about verses 60-12? What about that verse 60-12? Here, from Hadith, Quran, Hadith, and Islam, the verse 60-12, the title is Obeying the Messenger is Conditioned, underlined. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ Nor disobey you when you are right. That means believers sometimes they may see something wrong and they can criticize. Even they can, that time they can disobey. This is condition.
Is it 60,
60
12?
And 12.
Mm-hmm. What chapter?
Chapter 60, verse 12.
60.
Six-oh. Yes, 60. Yes. Here, in this book, it is underlined, nor disobey you, messenger, when you are right. Or in your translation, maybe righteous command. Mm-hmm. Obeying the messenger is condition. What is the condition? God says, anything good that happens to you is from God, and anything bad that happens to you is from you. That messengers, like human, they make mistakes, and this is not from God, these are from themselves, and God may change later, forgive them. Excuse me.
Is it okay if we discuss this
with the three?
There are some differences between discussion and argument. And what would happen
if... I'm coming to the subject, thank you. Really, you are right. I'm coming to the subject. What about verse 3, in chapter 3, verse 159? God says messenger must consult people around him. This is duty of messenger. And if people around him are zero, they have no idea, they don't say their idea, they're just messenger, whatever he says, okay, accept, true. Messenger 1 plus 0 is 1. Messenger says 12 plus 0 is 12. 6, messenger says 6, he says 0. 6 plus 0 is 6. There is no change. What is the reason of consultation of messenger with believer? According to Quran, believers has also personality. They have all their idea. They are not full people.
Wow. MashaAllah, congratulations on that. It worked.
Come here. Don't go over there. Come here. MashaAllah. God bless.
The other point, we must, one lady, one sincere lady, believer, because of last week, we had discussion with Rashad, I and Ismail Barakah, really according to Quran we made mistake and I repented because of this. But I will tell you something which more important than this mistake, more important than this mistake, but we forget this, we want to cover the subject. Why a person shouts? Every shouting person are not the same. If you punch a person comes here shout because he's risking. So God needs angels or other things. Third verse, God is the Alpha. هو الأول والآخر, he's the beginning. And also this verse 57:3. And other verse, God is the creator, is the creator of everything. There are many verses about this, for example 13:16. God did not create or could not create hydrogen. Hydrogen.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
That discussion we made.
Who said all those black things?
This Behru said, and you accept. That
so I
asked some questions.
I said that God is not omnipotent.
Excuse me.
You heard me say God is not omnipotent.
God, no, I don't say you didn't
say
God.
Wait. Does anybody in this room believe that God is not omnipotent? Raise your hand, please. Anyone?
I only want...
Wait, hold it.
The question.
Does anyone in this room believe that God is not omnipotent? He's able to do anything. Does anyone here believe that? Okay, there's the first issue is finished. There's nobody
what
here who does not believe.
Rashad, the only... Can you accept this?
There's nobody in this room who believes that God is not omnipotent, so this is finished.
What about this God cannot do this without this? If we say God cannot do, even if he wants, cannot do this. Isn't this limit God by condition, the omnipotence of God? This contradicts itself.
You have to go talk to some people who don't believe that God is omnipotent. We all believe God is omnipotent.
Okay, can we say God can do whatever he wants?
Yes.
God can do. Alhamdulillah, thank God. This, we erase this problem, okay. This was the discussion.
This was always the case, it was never otherwise.
That's right. The rest of us that were at the discussion indeed didn't take it that way at all.
Go ahead, what is the second point?
Okay, thank God, yes, I want to be liar. Really, I want to be in this case liar, because I don't want to make trouble. But God knows everything. Inshallah, even if Rashad said he must repent, if he doesn't remember, it is better for him. But I remember, I heard from my aunt, the discussion was about this. Anyway, God needs angels. We cannot say this, inshallah. That's correct?
You're missing the point. Let's bring out the subject that we were talking about. Chapter 15 started from 74 to 78.
Mm-hmm.
Just read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to tell you that God turned upside down the city of Lot by the angels. That is God's system. God's system never changed. And that's it.
No, let me.
Now you want to go into it.
No. Us, all you who believe, do not place your opinion above that of God and his messenger. You should reverence God. God is hearer omniscient. All you who believe, do not raise your voice above the voice of the prophet. This is the prophet Muhammad, and it is set as an example for us. Nor shall you shout at him as you shout at each other. Why is God saying this? Why? He tells us why. He says, lest your works become nullified while you do not perceive. Why will my work be nullified if I shout at the messenger? Or if I raise my opinion above the opinion of the messenger? How will my work be nullified? I pray 5 times a day. I fast the month of Ramadan. I worship God alone. What God is telling me, if you place your opinion above that of God and the messenger, your works are nullified. What is the mechanism of nullifying my works by doing this? Here is the mechanism. Because when I do this to the messenger, and there is an outsider who will come and see this, now the outsider comes and sees that one of The closest persons to the messenger is telling him, you don't believe in God's omnipotence, you don't believe that this and that, so the outsider will leave, okay, and become a disbeliever, for example. If I do this and drive the outsider away, I will carry this person's sins. This is how my works will be nullified. Why is God saying this? Is God advocating idol worship or what? Of course not. So there is a reason for it. But see, you see now what the point is. Adib came to a certain conclusion and he made an opinion and he didn't want to give it up. And he still doesn't want to give it up.
Rashad, if this is correct, this is wrong, this is whatever people you ask, if some person, if any being...
Okay, you're still a number one, so let me go to a number one.
Yes.
Adib says that I say that God is not omnipotent.
The second one contradicts.
I said that God cannot turn Sodom upside down without the angels. Is this what you're saying?
Excuse me. If God
without wants, angels,
He is omnipotent. He can do. He can do without angels.
Okay, then let us look at this. Let's see what God says, and we cannot be more godly than God. I'm going to use an example that is identical. And this, God says that the creation of Jesus is like the creation of Adam, equal to the creation of Adam. We're all familiar with this verse. And then God goes on in the verse and says, I said to him, be, and he was. So this is how God gets things done. God can get anything done by saying be, and it is. Right? Yet, we look at the Quran consistently about the creation of Adam. We see that God says, I blew into Adam from my spirit. Because that was up there in the first heaven. Adam was up there, God was up there, and God blew into Adam from his spirit. Now the identical creation of Jesus, God said to Jesus, be, and he was. God said, be, and he was. But God tells us in the Quran, he sent the angel to Mary, carrying this command to be. And God speaks in the plural. He said, we blew into Mary from our spirit.
The question is, does he have an obligation?
So therefore, God is teaching us that there is a system of be and it is. God didn't just sit up there in the first universe. He said, be, and Jesus was. The mechanism was that the angel Gabriel came down to the planet Earth, which cannot stand the physical presence of God, and Gabriel carried that command, and we blew into her from our spirit. So this is the difference. God tells us about the system. Now I cannot say that God said be to Jesus and Jesus was without the intervention of the angel. I cannot say that because it will be a lie.
Sure.
When Satan failed to stop you from worshiping God, he will push you to the other extreme. He will make you demand of God more than what God himself said. So this is the situation that we have here. In other words, God said he sent the angel to create Jesus. And then we say God doesn't need the angel. Well, who am I to decide that? God himself told us that he sent the angel with the command. These are two identical things. And you can... God also said he sent the angels to turn Sodom upside down. So I cannot say otherwise. I have to abide by what God said. If God said he sent the angels to turn it upside down, I can't say that God can sit up there and say be and it is upside down. God is teaching us that there is a system, there's a mechanism. But the point that Behruz was talking about is nullifying our works. And it brings out this very serious idol worship that is idolizing our opinion. We must give up our opinion in favor of God's opinion. If God said he sent the angel to blow into Mary from God's spirit through the mediation of the angel, we have to believe that.
Rashad, did I say God didn't send angels? Did I say God doesn't use angels? I only say God uses angels, but this doesn't mean God needs angels. God has obligation, needs them. God doesn't need anybody. But God selected angels.
What did you say now?
Maybe it's the difference between the words, God wants to use the angels,
yes,
and
God, that need.
God won't, maybe God won't control without angels, but it's not that God cannot. You know what I mean? Like God can do everything, but God has chosen His system.
Okay, we have a linguist.
He will use them.
We have a linguist here. What does the person want and need, Martin? No, I want you to answer this first.
Please.
Then go on.
God wanted this, or God needed this.
Needed what? I think you don't need a linguist to answer that question.
Okay, tell us what you think. No, just tell us the difference between need and want. Curious.
Need implies a certain dependence on something else. One is something that you have a decision about. You're choosing to do one thing as opposed to another.
Okay, what's your question?
I wasn't here for the original thing. I just have this fear that what's happening is that the devil is just kind of getting in between us here based on just a real, maybe a misunderstanding.
Yes.
Are you saying that Rashad said number one, two, and the ones that are in black there?
The blank is that Rashad said.
Rashad, did you say those things?
No.
It's the end.
You didn't say that God cannot control without angels, cannot do this without angels. Rashad, that day, Lisa,
he didn't
say this. Darius, he didn't say this. Thank God. You forgot. Alhamdulillah. I will forget.
That is God.
No, we didn't forget.
You're the only one.
Ahmed.
No, there is another ayah in the Quran that says that God wants all the people to believe He can do it. Right? So there is a difference between me and God.
Sure, no, sure.
So he can do all of these things without angels. But his system specified angels to do this.
Sure,
right. And to do that and to do that.
That's exactly what we were saying. That's what I said.
I think the whole problem with everything that's being said is if everybody in this room believes number one, everybody does.
You don't believe number two,
hold on. So then verbs like we use can or need or has to, they don't apply. They don't, you just can't, you can't say, like Rashad said, done it a different way, or can do things, or need to do things. These are verbs that you don't apply to God.
This was the discussion, and many times has been used word can.
Don't
you can call.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
No, but now we all agree.
Right.
The thing is that
you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. And there are many people here that cannot speak it, and if his people that he believes are his brothers turn against him. Nobody's turning against him.
No one is turned against him. No one is racing with him. He's making up these things. I am not racing with him. No, none of us over here, we're racing with him.
Adib is not the kind of...
Okay, Rashad, what will... The
Adib has a severe problem and we're trying to help him.
Yeah. That's all.
We are his brothers. We are his brothers and sisters, and we're trying to help him. He has a very severe problem that may destroy him.
I shouted at you, Rashad.
Now, the one thing happened.
Wait, please.
How come Ismail Barakat does not have any linguistic problem? His English is perfect. He understood it and he repented. He said, I'm sorry.
No, he all didn't accept it.
He said, I'm sorry.
Because his attitude, he shouted as messenger.
Well, his English is perfect.
Rashad, one question.
There was
why
no malice.
Don't you worry about this brother? You worried about me because I shouted at you because I may misunderstand, I may understand according to Quran.
No, I worry about you because you worship your opinion to the point
now,
of
a question.
Destroying you.
Brother,
Dr. Sabahi wants to say something.
Excuse me, only part of the last question. Did you say that God did not create hydrogen? Did you say that day? God is witness.
Adib John, you were
did
telling
you
me millions
yes
of
no?
crazy things you brought
this,
it from your mind.
Rashad didn't want
where.
Rashad warned me, but you said God cannot create, he didn't create hydrogen.
I know.
Nobody will say that. Deep. Nobody will say that.
He said. You said.
Nobody will say that. You thought he said. You thought he said.
The only reason I'm worried about you is because I love you.
God created everything.
I love you, and I know you know a lot. I sit over there. I ask you all the Arabic.
Did he say this or not?
No, he did not. I was there.
Please,
there's a statement in the Quran. Hold it. Okay, Mahtasham.
I give up.
Mahtasham, Adib, Behrouz. There's a statement in the Quran says, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Okay? God is the creator of all things. Everybody believes that. We all believe that.
God is witness. He said this.
You think he said this?
No, he said. He's from his face, you understand he's lying now.
No, I'm not lying.
You said God
created everything from nothing. And I said, so if something created from nothing, that must be nothing. That was your reason.
What did you say?
Did you understand it?
God didn't create.
So God is nothing. You said God is nothing.
No.
See?
Come on.
It's the same.
Everybody's witnessing over here.
It's the same problem. You can take a statement out of context.
I don't understand you.
It's just a misunderstanding of words. We all agree that the black things there are not correct. And whoever,
someone here heard it wrong
or used the wrong vocabulary, but we all agree that the black is not right and that the red is in the Quran and it's the right thing.
Right.
So we all agree.
MashaAllah.
That's
it.
Well, I want to read Surah 114. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the people, the King of the people, the God of the people. From the evils I seek to whisper into the chest of the people. Be they of the jinns or the people. I just leave the interpretation for yourself. I was the teacher last Friday, and I read verse 110, Surah 3, the best community. And then I referred you to verse 103, you shall hold fast in the rope of God, all of you, and do not be divided. We call God's blessings upon you. You used to be enemies, and you reconciled your hearts. But by his grace, you became brethren. You were at the brink of a pit of fire, and he said, God has explained his revelations for you, that you may be guided. Let there be a community of you who invite to goodness, advocate righteousness, and forbid evil. These are the successful ones. Do not be like those who became divided and disputed after the clear proofs have come to them. These have incurred a terrible retribution. On a day when some faces will be brightened with joy, while other faces will be darkened with misery. As for those whose faces are darkened, did you not disbelieve after believing, and secondly, face the retribution for your disbelief? I guess if you are good students of the Quran, this will never happen to us.
So,
believe me, I call you Rashad, like the Khalifa. Before this khutbah today, I didn't know anything about what has happened. And tonight when he explained I didn't see a big thing about it. Because what I understood is a misunderstanding, and the rest of it is whispering and making it big. Mm-hmm. Looking at the Adib and this mosque for the last year and a half or so, or even more, I know that we put God's omnipotence and everything else. I know mm-hmm. what you stand for, and I know what everybody here, most of the people, at least the ones that I stand for. And I think I know what Adib stands for. And if he has an ego, I guess all of us have, more or less. But at the same time, I guess I never doubt his belief in Quran or in God's omnipotence or you as being the messenger. But if something comes up and we make it bigger and bigger, I'm surprised. I agree with Nahmad. As someone who doesn't know anything, how can all of a sudden things turn from day to night? You know, if you're telling mm-hmm. me that somebody shouting at Rashad is going to,
think that what is going on in here. Imagine if somebody comes in. Last week he was sitting next to Ashad, he was giving all the opinions, and he was, you know, he's a knowledgeable person. All of a sudden, now we don't even let him talk. I don't support this anger, this excitement, you know. But what I'm saying is, if we believe that we are believers here, respect each other. As the God is saying in this, don't dispute among themselves. If he does something wrong, you have to put it in, sit down, and try to. He's a logical.
Exactly, that's what we're doing.
So, I tell you the truth. This is not the feeling that I get from sitting here for about 45 minutes. Everybody is, you know, attacking him, at least the people who have seen his outburst that day. It is not fair.
What about the accusation
he's
made?
This is one way.
I agree. That's why I objected very strongly to the chutzpah, because we didn't know what is going on. You come in and you drop the bomb. If something went on...
He read the Quran.
No, I agree, but I didn't
know. That's... Okay, let me say something here, because we just witnessed a commandment of God being broken, and whatever you do, your nice words will not fix the wound that he's been stabbed with. This is a very nice, very gentle man, and somebody told him, you're a liar. And we're all sitting here indifferent. How can we fix his wound now? Do you think everything will be all right?
I have one.
If we read here, let me finish. See what God is saying. God is saying, tell my servants, this is 287, tell my servants to treat each other in the best possible manner. For the devil will always try to drive a wedge among them. Surely the devil is man's most ardent enemy. Now I want you to put yourself in Behruz's place, and somebody's calling you a liar. Incorrectly. Is this what God is saying? Tell my servants to treat each other in the best possible manner. He's getting deeper and deeper in trouble with God. What you just read is to advocate righteousness and forbid evil. We cannot sit indifferently and watch a deep blaspheme against God and hurt one of our people, his brother, in this way. I mean, do you think Behruz will sleep tonight? I mean, do you have any consideration for his feelings?
What about my
feelings? We just pass it up? Can we pass up the fact that he was called a liar unjustly or even justly? So, yes?
I think the messenger has some feeling. You are a human being, and he was very nasty.
This is one of the witnesses.
Rashad, excuse me, Rashad. There is one person who not listen this conversation.
Who?
Ismail Barakat. He doesn't know whatever I say or Behruz say. Just let record ask him what was the conversation. Why we discussed? Why he shouted at you like me?
Well, first of all, you owe Behruz an apology because you committed a breaking of the commandment,
Behruz,
right here.
I am ready. I know that now I say, and you are here, I know exactly Behruz said God didn't create hydrogen. I'm sure like my belief. If you let witness God...
Okay, I can tell you God says occur, here...
Be ready. Are you ready that you didn't say God?
I need to God.
I will not speak anyway. I need to God. Whoever is liar, God will curse him.
Don't say that.
This is accusation.
No, see, I can tell you what God said, okay? You wanna see what God said in the Quran?
If he lies, we don't call him liar.
So God knows what he said.
Must repent. He must repent like me. I repent God.
You did?
Yes, sure.
For these past 7-8 days?
Sure.
None of us saw it. And you didn't show anything.
I didn't bless him.
You didn't talk to any of us. Okay?
He's been suffering as much as everybody else.
I know he is.
Okay.
So why all
okay, God said, God said in the Quran, after the people die and they turn into dust and bones, they come back to life. This is ridiculous. This is what God said. Is it true? God said, this is what you're saying, Behruz said. Because God is saying in the Quran, I can show you, God said, after the people die and become dust and bones, do they come back to life? This is ridiculous. So, you think God said that?
Yes,
right, this is how you are misquoting Behrouz, because we were all there.
Okay.
We all know that God created everything. It is not fair to take something out of context just to defend your opinion. You just wipe out your friends and your brothers and, just to hold you to your opinion. You don't want to say you're wrong.
Okay, I accept I'm Ali. Wrong. Alhamdulillah, it is good. Wonderful.
Ali.
But God knows what happened. God made
but who's but? Ali.
I thought it was just something that if he saw there was maybe something wrong and he just didn't sit back and just let it build up. Maybe if there was something wrong, you know, he brought it up. And he brought it up in front of all of us. He didn't say nothing behind your back or his back. He just
what?
Right here. No, I'm just saying. Yes. He said there was something, he thought there was something wrong, but I don't even know what it's about, but he thought there was something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is or it's not, because I'm not taking sides. And he got up and he talked, and that takes a lot of courage to talk in front of people. Then all of a sudden, all you people whispering, saying that he's mm-hmm. laughing at him, smiling, going, haha, this isn't right, makes him this confident. Of course he's going to get
it. Who told you we were whispering?
Man, I can look, I can understand. How many times do you think all the great men of our century, the people who stood up for their rights, got it? I mean, if Martin Luther King didn't stand up, what would have happened? You know, if all those people didn't stand up for their rights, what would have happened? He stood up and he saw something, maybe something's wrong, and he tried to fix it before it got bigger. And I think you guys should be thankful for this man for being here and standing up and seeing.
Mm-hmm. No, you got the full lopsided.
I don't think that you should be mad at him. I think if there's then why? How do you know it's false?
Because I was there.
There are seven people seated over here watching.
But also, we're all human beings. We're all allowed to make mistakes. To me, that just because you made one mistake is a
serious mistake in the wrong.
No excuse, no compromise.
That's exactly what he's doing, Afame. This is exactly what he's doing, idol worship. He's worshipping his opinion. My estimate of the situation from all the things I learned in my life is that Adif is in a serious, serious trouble. He idolizes his opinion, and unless he changes, he's going to go to hell. This is just the summary of the whole thing. His opinion has more value than God himself. This is what we see in Surah 25, forget the verse.
652.
Remember?
652, please.
Remember, do you know the person whose opinion is his God? And in Arabic, which you understand very well, أَفَرَعَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ. His God right now is his opinion, and I'm hoping that he will snap out of it someday and give in to God's opinion. This is what was happening.
Mahmoud also that time was witness of conversation. He is a sincere believer also. Why not ask him or ask?
About what? Ask him, go ahead.
He's suffering now because there is something which Russia did not fail.
Ask him.
We are making big everything.
No. What happened? Did somebody say God cannot control this? Did somebody say God didn't create Emmaline? Let us. This guy,
what did God say after we died, we resurrected? This is ridiculous.
Lying, some barakat will not hear my life. Please ask, is my barakat. What happened? He will say exactly what I said. There is a proof. Yes, I am ready for this proof.
Maybe you heard it wrong, Adib. Or
is my barakat heard the wrong?
At least now we know that second, that God did create hydrogen.
I am happy. If I agree, I am happy. I accept that they made a mistake, now they repent.
Behrouz never said God did not create hydrogen. Behrouz never said that. Adib thought that Behrouz said that.
Why did he think that?
Adib misunderstood what Behrouz is saying. It's simple as that.
Okay.
Nobody.
Closer Rashad than him.
What?
I was just next to him. You were there, Rashad. You cannot witness like
yes. Listen, I don't have. I really don't have to be there to know that Behrouz will never say God did not create hydrogen. Dr. Sabah.
I guess Adib, you are making a big mistake because you are sticking to something that you believe is right. You don't give even one part per million or billion chance that you may be wrong or you may have
heard
it wrong or Satan might have intervened.
Exactly.
And this, if you dig more and more into it, it is going to turn ugly because you want him to say that he said so that you'd be relieved.
Right.
And he is saying that he didn't say so. And
how
he
go there and give up and I
listen. You say that and then again you can
right.
start going. But I think you have to seriously, all of us have to seriously think about this and analyze the situation.
Yes.
And if you really, really deep down believe that God is the omnipotent, then He's gonna take care of. If somebody is doing something wrong, if something has wrong belief, He's gonna be exposed. If we exactly. believe that God is capable of it, so we don't have to take it in our hands. So let it drop. You can, cool down, get your work, and let's, you can discuss the issue, discuss it, find the problem, but you cannot find the guilty. This is not the court.
Exactly.
You cannot find someone. You let God take care of it. But things are clear. The things that you were worried about, that God is not omnipotent, I can't see all the things. So I was surprised that you brought that up, because from what I understand, this is not the case here. If sometimes you may hear something, I wait and then say, oh, I made a mistake in hearing, or somebody made a mistake. Let them correct themselves. But you are asking too much now. You want someone to come out and say, I made this mistake, I'm sorry, you are right. No, this is not going to happen.
And another thing I want
to
say,
MashaAllah, wait, I have to compliment you for you found out exactly what the problem is, and you put it really better than anyone can possibly put it. Were you talking?
Excuse me. I want to tell Apame that we all love him.
Sorry.
And all over the world they know Adib. He's knowledgeable. We appreciate it, and I appreciate it myself, because I sit there and he has a lot of knowledge to me, okay? And believe me, I suggested to Mahmoud and Muhtasham from the day that happened that this guys, please, let's sit down and talk to him. But God is witness, that was not a day that we could have get him, by himself. We were here, we didn't want to talk to him in front of you, and we were all wanted to talk to him, three of us together, because if someone talked to him, all the things he says no. Whatever you say, he says no, and then it takes him 2 years and a half, I found out, that say, okay, you're right. But us, me to him, I'm just a stupid. I don't know nothing. Okay, now see, this is the impression everybody's getting. Everybody to him, everybody does not understand but him. Okay, thanks. Now we try to help him. It's 3 days in a row, we tried to get him in a corner. Hey, this is it, brother. We are worried about you. Let's repent and forget about it. And there were seven people witnessing that day. I'm not taking side. I'm not a politician. If I was, I wouldn't be here. I would have a beautiful job. I would make a lot of money like the others they're doing. I'm not the smart outside. I'm just... My heart is very open. You will find out later on. And I think this is the reason that I'm here. This is the reason he's here. But when you get over here, you want to say, hey, I'm this and that, you're going to lose it. And this is what's going to happen. It's going to happen. But we care about him. We don't want this happen to him. And I'm sure as much as us, you worry about him more, and so has Nahma and other friends.
I'm his wife, and I have never seen him opinionated with me.
Because you're his wife. Right.
I would be the one always about, and he humbles me.
Yes, that's the love.
So
but the love between you and him.
Comprehend the fact that he's being blamed of being opinionated, because he is so humble, and he.
To you, it is. If I was his wife, it would be humble to me.
Different
relationship is different. This is different.
Okay.
But to him and me and us sitting over here, we're not proving anything that I'm a smart, you're a smart. No, I'm God's. Well, unfortunately,
okay,
this is the impression everybody is getting.
Okay, let's see what God is saying. Let's see what God is saying. Wait, Marta, wait. Let's see what God is saying. I want to reiterate what Behrouz said, that we all love Adib. We're trying to step him out of it. He's in deep, deep trouble. Satan, remember, Satan believed in God. Satan knew God. But he was kicked out of God's kingdom because of ego. We read in page 465, verse 65, Surah 39, it has been revealed to you, and this means every messenger, and to those before you, every messenger, that if you ever commit idol worship, all your works will be nullified, and you will be with the losers. To idolize one's opinion is stated in the Quran as idol worship. It's stated very clearly. Idolize one's opinion means you hold fast to it, just like Dr. Sabah spotted it. Nothing will stand in your, nothing will stand in the way of your opinion. You just hold fast. This is idol worship. Everybody knows Adib is a believer. Everybody knows Adib is knowledgeable. Everybody knows he's sincere, but the danger he's in now is that he may fall into this in 65. He may nullify all his work. We have to remember that Satan believed in God. And out of love, all of us, we are trying to help him. In fact, they made a committee, Behrouz, Mahtasham, and Mahmoud, and they wanted to talk to him to help him. Not to attack
why
him.
He didn't they find time?
Dr. Masoud is trying to talk for a long time. Go ahead.
As a new believer, alhamdulillah, one of the side attractions of this place, I call it side attraction, because the main attraction here for me is the God's word, God's message. The side attraction for me here was the closeness, the family atmosphere that I saw with you.
Right.
You know, being from Iran, being a Shia that they taught us, I haven't seen anything like this, and this was very, very attractive for me. I brought all my family over here, but what I saw today in the khutbah and what I saw today here, it is completely different from what I have been thinking during these past 2 months I'm coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
You taught me that the Prophet is a human. I didn't really never thought that the Prophet was human. I thought Prophet was walking with a halo, you know, over his head. You couldn't see his face, all these things. I came over here and I saw that the Prophet is somebody like me,
Messenger,
and somebody like you. You can talk to him. You can go and ask him questions.
This
but
will never change.
You are just have completely different things.
This will never
and
change.
This is really, really disappointing.
What do you think Behrouz said, and what do you think should be done?
I cannot judge on that because I don't know really. I cannot retract, you know, what happened over there. So I'm not going. I'm going to leave these two together. But we are going to go back to the community that Dr. Savali was in. We are going to love each other. We are going to respect each other, and we are going to apologize from each other. Every one of us. With what happened we over here today, and what we are teaching to our children.
That's exactly what Behrouz was calling for. He doesn't want to follow what God is saying to ensure that you are a family. Because God said the believers are a family. Douglas.
In Surah 39, verse 18, God says, they are the ones who examine all words, then follow the best. These are the ones whom God has guided. These are the ones who possess intelligence. And I think that one of the things that Satan is doing here is that he's making people feel that their words are better than someone else's. And what we're supposed to do is that whenever we discuss anything or follow the messenger of God or what have you, the ultimate is always God's words. Another verse in the Quran is in Surah 58, verse 10. And it says, secret conspiracy is the devil's idea through which he seeks to hurt those who believe. He seeks to hurt those who believe. However, he cannot hurt them against God's will, and God, the believer, shall trust. And I think we all should remember that God says in the Quran that he's aware of the innermost thoughts, and he will cause to come forth in us all of our weaknesses. That he will bring out our weaknesses according to his will, and that when these weaknesses come out, if we are really sincere and we worship God alone, we will pray to Allah to face them in ourselves, and we'll follow what is best. We will follow and examine the words and follow what is best, and we will not try to defend our own weaknesses and our own opinions and our own words. Because I think all of us do, and God knows this, this is an extremely critical time, not just this situation, but in a very short time, and I think all of us feel this, the miracle in the Quran and the awareness that Rashad is a messenger of the covenant is going to spread like wildfire. It is going to spread like wildfire. It's almost as if we are on the verge of major events that, and so the family has to be prepared.
Satan doesn't like it.
When you know that people are coming to your house, what do? You run and pick up the trash and straighten up and try to make it look good. We have to be prepared for what is about to take place.
Alhamdulillah. Let us now turn to God and ask Him. God never turns us down. We're going to recite Al-Fatiha, that He may keep us all in His path, and not a single one in this place, not a single one is to be driven away from the path of God. So we'll leave it in God's hand. He's the only one who can solve our problems. Al-Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Our teacher tonight is Apame, and we're at verse. What is the verse?
She kept saying, I don't want to teach, I don't want to teach.
Yes. We're at verse number what?
136, verse 130. Verse 130. O you who believe, you shall not take usury. Compound it over and over. You shall observe God that you may succeed. Beware of the hellfire that awaits the disbelievers. You shall obey God and the Messenger that you may attain mercy. I'll stop here. We had discussed in great deal detail about usury a few weeks ago. But going back to one of the verses of chapter 2, verse 275, there's a good section about this. Those who take usury are in the same position as those who are possessed by the devil. This is because they claim that usury is the same as trade. God has made trade lawful and has made usury unlawful. Whoever heeds his commandments from his Lord and refrains from usury, he may keep his past earnings and his judgment rests with God. As for those who persist, they incur hell, they abide therein forever. This is exactly what God is telling us here, and we should realize what the difference is between trade and usury, where usury is lending money at excessive interest and taking advantage of the situation. Especially in this section where God is teaching us about the war, it was wartime. We had talked about the Battle of Bath last week. And some people, because of the economic situation, could very much take advantage of that and hurt others. And God teaches us that that is evil, and the people who commit this wicked act, their place is in the hellfire, and they are disbelievers. And definitely this is given to us many times from God, and the Messenger confirms it. And we should attain certainty about it, and have, so that we can have mercy from God. That's the end of it. Do you have any comments?
I have a quick comment. Regarding the concept of usury, usury as a practice.